song. Now, do you remember a while back when they closed Whitehall after a naked man mounted the statue of the Duke of Cambridge? A whole section of Whitehall was closed because he was straddling a statue of the Duke of Cambridge, and he caused untold damage to this statue. We had a reporter who went down there to report on exactly what had happened after this guy climbed up there. Her name, the reporter, is Josephine McDermott. Have a listen to this.
I'm standing 20 feet up next to a huge bronze statue of the Duke of Cambridge, Prince George, the last Duke of Cambridge prior to Prince William to have the title. Last November, Dan Mătrescu climbed all the way up here, took his clothes off, took out a screwdriver and snapped off various parts of this statue.
My name's Simon Cottle. I'm a sculpture conservator.
Can I ask you what you're holding in your hand there?
It's the detached button from the Duke of Cambridge right hand, which has a little George and the Dragon on the end.
And it's pretty hefty, isn't it, by the look of it?
Yeah, it's quite a lump. You don't want to hold it all day. I'm surprised the amount of damage they managed to do to the sword, because it's a substantial piece of bronze. It wouldn't have been easy to do. It's quite a heavy piece of bronze. I'm surprised they managed to do it, but some of the reins had been dislodged and broken off, and some of the chains from around the horse's face were also removed and in pieces. Swords don't really get stolen off horses, especially by naked people.
So what are you doing here?
We're just opening up the locating holes before we'll tap them out to a thread and insert a brass locating pin.
And then it's ready for the batten?
Yeah, then it's ready for the batten. And then we'll do the soldier joint on top of that. We can repair this. We don't really feel like we've lost anything. There's no original details that have been lost. And we think when we've restored it, you probably won't be able to tell.
Well, what a shame it ever happened in the first place. And how much damage does actually happen to our bronzes, our statues, and some of the beauty, the artefacts that are around this city that we just take for granted. We're going to be talking about stonemasonry. I love just saying the word stonemasonry, with two stonemasons now in the studio. They're from the London Stonemasonry Company, Will Horn and Geraint Davies. Hello, both.